at the Annis Water Resources Institute. Dr. Alan Steinman, Director of the Institute, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Shelley.
Yes, we get to talk on an every other month basis, and always busy you seem to be in a successful institute. I always start with the 101s. Why does the institute do what it does well?
Well, why we do it, I think, is to provide educational opportunities and to preserve and enhance our resource, water resources in West Michigan.
Excellent. So. Yep. And you've been at the helm how long?
15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I think. Wow.
Yeah, well, I've been here. It'll be 15 years in December, so somewhere 15 years ago, you and I were, doing our thing, I guess.
Indeed. Indeed. We're both very fortunate to be in West Michigan.
Very much so, and to be part of the Grand Valley State University community. Let's get into our conversation. There is talk of a new grant to the Institute. What is up?
Well, not just talk, but a reception of a new grant awarded to Dr. Rick Radisky and Kevin Stryker and Charlene Partridge here. As we've talked about in the past, one of the real problems facing the Great Lakes are these harmful algal blooms, which have become more common, less so in Lake Michigan than Lake Erie, but certainly in a lot of our inland lakes and connecting water bodies, these harmful algal blooms are forming in the summers. They're becoming more problematic, and many of them release toxins, which can have significant health implications. So what we have done here at the Institute is we've developed or proposed to develop a new technology which combines very, very state-of-the-art genetic sequencing with a new flow cytometer technology, which basically looks at water samples and can do all sorts of analyses on them in almost real time. So the idea is to use this imaging flow cytometry in order to identify a gene which produces the toxin made by the harmful algae. And then we'll follow that up with qPCR, which is quantitative polymerase chain reaction, which is a way to look at the genetic sequencing in the algae afterwards. So it confirms what we're getting in real time, near real time, within a couple of hours thereafter. So right now, when, you know, whether it's the Department of Environmental Quality or different health agencies are out there sampling for algal blooms, they don't know whether they're toxic or not till well after the waters have been sampled. We'll, assuming that this works out, and we're pretty confident it will, we'll be able to tell these management and regulatory agencies whether these blooms are toxic almost immediately. So it's pretty exciting stuff. We're really excited about it and being able to develop these new technologies. And not only because it's cool science,
yes,
but it also has important health management and regulatory management implications.
Yes, again, one reason why the Institute does exist, to understand these ecological factors.
Well, not just to understand them, but to help solve them, really, is really what we're focused on, solutions as well. So sorry to cut you off, Shelley.
It's okay. I don't take those things personally anymore. Ellen, would you talk about the unique delegation that's coming next week?
Oh, indeed. This is really cool from my biased perspective. There's a delegation coming from Israel, coming first to MSU, and then will come out here the day after. And what they're doing, it's basically comparing Lake Michigan and Lake Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee in Israel. And even though these may seem like very, very different lake ecosystems, because Michigan is much, much larger, much deeper, they do have a lot of implications that are similar. They're both obviously important drinking water sources for those areas. They're both popular tourist locations, and they have historic and spiritual significance to the populations that surround them, and play an important role in the local economy. So the idea is that the environmental, the cultural, the economic aspects of these two lakes will be compared by the delegations from Israel and from Michigan, being sponsored by the Department of Environmental Quality and the Office of Great Lakes. So they're going to spend some time at MSU and have a big forum there, and then they'll come out here and they'll actually see Lake Michigan, because it would be pretty silly, in my opinion, for them to come all the way over here and not actually see the lake that they're comparing. So we'll take them out on the Jackson. We'll spend the day in our multipurpose room having discussions about how local government agencies, how federal agencies can play a role in these kinds of discussions, and then talk about the work that we're doing here at AWRI as well. So it's really exciting, and you know, I think we're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn a lot from our Israeli colleagues, and vice versa. And then, who knows, maybe it'll lead to future interactions and collaborations. At this point, I think that's pretty open-ended.
Yep, got to look at the present, but also look how the present plans the future. Dr. Alan Steinman with us. We talk about what's happening with the Annis Water Resources Institute every other month. Also, there is an assist. You're co-hosting the EPA conference. Boy, this is important.
They're all important and agreed, but this one, for the last 10 years, let me backtrack a second. As we've talked about in the past as well, there were 43 designated areas of concern around the Great Lakes back in the mid-80s, both in Canada and the U.S., 31 in the U.S., the other 12 are in Canada. Several have been delisted since then, but we have 31 now in the United States, these areas of concern, including Muskegon Lake and the Kalamazoo River. White Lake was delisted 2 summers ago. But the EPA puts on a conference every year since 1997. This will be the 10th anniversary of these conferences, to talk about these areas of concern and what it takes to delist them, learning from the experts as well as the local people that are involved in the delisting process, and also talk about the successes that have occurred. So that's inspirational to a lot of the attendees. Somewhere between 250 and 300 people attend these every year. Last year was at the University of Michigan Dearborn, and this year they're having it in Grand Rapids, right downtown at the Eberhardt Center of GVSU. And AWRI is a co-sponsor and co-host of this, along with the EPA. So we're really excited about having people from throughout the Great Lakes region come to Grand Rapids and attend these sessions. It'll be on March 29th and 30th. At the end of March next year. And we'll talk about, obviously, the stuff going on here in West Michigan will be a highlight, and we'll get some local speakers as well to focus on the work that we're doing and how, you know, one of the nice things or the interesting things about this is to be successful, to have an area of concern be delisted or start the process of getting delisted, it really requires local involvement. This is not just a top-down process. The bottom-up part of this is really, really instrumental in being successful. So getting the local folks involved, getting them engaged, talking about the work that they're doing on the ground is very motivational. And I think a lot of people get really inspired by the work that's being done. So it's great to bring it here to our West Michigan community and have GVSU be a part of that as well.
Great. Well, speaking of GVSU, classes back in session. Do you are you going to be working with interns this semester?
We always work with interns.
Yeah.
You know, we have an undergraduate working in my lab, Nicole Hahn, who was working here this summer and will be working here this fall as well. And this is my every other year teaching as well. So I teach a graduate course in emerging issues in water resources. So it's right up my alley. So it's kind of fun, and got a good class this year, and so it's pretty exciting.
That's great. Yeah, imagine you're kind of a fun professor. Let's just go there.
I think we'd have to leave that to the students to make that determination.
Well, then I'm going to rate my professor, and I'm going to check you out. All right. As always, a pleasure to speak with you, Dr. Alan Steinman. Can you please share information on how to find out more?
Absolutely. The website is the best source of information for us, and you can get there at www.gvsu.edu/WRI. So please check us out.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Shelley.